Tonight, special presentation of the Survivor $100,000 Pierre Rahatman is made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. Thank you for your ongoing support of nonsense like this. To follow along with the video of tonight's show, visit us on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube and be sure to click the bell to be notified whenever a new video gets posted. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's the Survivor $100,000 Pierre Rahatman. Yes, that's right. I am your host, Rob Cesternino, here with a Survivor-themed edition of the $100,000 Survivor Pierre Rahatman. And we have got a great show. We've got two great survivors and two great contestants here with us tonight to play America's favorite game. And here with us, let's first meet, you know him from Survivor Millennials versus Gen X. Here is our great friend, Brett LaBelle is here. Brett, how are you?
Rob, I'm excited. This is great. The Big Pyramid, I'm here on another Rob Has a Podcast. I can't wait. I'm very excited.
Yes, and Brett is paired up tonight with another one of our great friends. Megan Z is here. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. Glad to see the Rahat Pyramid back.
Okay, we are back. Yes, it's been a minute since we did the, I believe we did the $25 Big Brother Pierre Rahatman, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but we have come back in a big way, much like the actual $100,000 Pyramid. Megan, how do you feel about being partners with Brett LaBelle?
I've never felt better. We're going to be a good buddy cop team.
That's right, Megan. That's right.
Yes. Brett, normally you are partners with Chris Hammonds. What is it going to be like to have a different partner tonight?
Well, it's nice because Chris is I've had my fill of Chris. I'm ready to take a little break. And Megan seems like a wonderful, sweet person, unlike Chris. I'm sure that her temperament's a lot better, and I'm sure that she's just going to be much more of a joy than Chris has ever been.
Okay. All right. We also have another great survivor here with us. We're very excited to welcome to the Survivor $100,000 Pierre Rahatman, Miss Kellen Bechtold. Kellen, how are you?
Woo-hoo! Hey, everyone. I'm doing great. Excited to be here to not talk about Ghost Island. So.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is very exciting. Your second show. So this is a huge moment in your career.
It really is. You know, you get that first shot, but to get asked back again, I think I've made it.
Yes. Okay. You will be playing for redemption here today, and you'll be playing alongside your partner, our good friend, Aaron Robertson. Aaron, how are you?
Good. I have rose, I fell, and I'm about to rise again, hopefully, for this here game we have going on tonight. So I'm excited to be paired with Kellen.
Okay. Kellen, anything you want to say to Aaron as you guys are going to play together here in round one of the Pierre Rahatman?
I think it's just a little bit of following your head and following your heart, and we'll just be on the same wavelength together. No gut allowed.
No gut. Okay.
No gut whatsoever.
Kellen, are you nervous about taking on Brett LaBelle here tonight?
Absolutely. I am very nervous. LaBelle just has a way with words, and they
yes.
sound so good coming out of his mouth.
They roll off the tongue, don't they, Kellen? They just roll right off the tongue.
Yeah, they roll right off the tongue.
All right.
I am a little nervous, but Aaron and I trust Aaron. He's got my back. We're ready to roll.
Okay. Well, you guys will be partners for round one of this game, and then we'll switch partners for round number two. Let's bring in the man who really got us all here together. He messaged me a few weeks back and said, boy, I am loving the $100,000 Pyramid revival. I would love to do a podcast about this. And I said, podcast? Let's play the Pyramid. Here he is back with us. You'll hear his disembodied voice throughout the show tonight. Mr. Miles Nye.
Hi, everybody. Excited to play games. It's what I love to do.
Yes. Miles, what was it about the revival of the $100,000 pyramid that has got you so pumped up about the pyramid this summer?
Well, it's my kind of show. It's just jolly good fun. I love guessing games. You end up like accidentally like, you know, spilling things about yourself or your point of view when you're giving clues. It's good fun. I like a shiny floor game show, and I think Pyramid is a great one. And I thought that just like gabbing about, what I think makes it fun seemed easy. Somehow we ended up doing something that was a lot more work, but I think it's going to be a great entertainment value.
I love a good game show parody. It's been a minute since we've done one, and I thought that this would be fun to attempt here tonight. So if you're listening to the podcast, you should do just fine, but we should have the video of all of this up on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. You want to make sure you're subscribed or even hit the bell to get notified. Well, not la bell or this bell, to make sure that you never miss any of the things that we post on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel. All right, Miles, anything you want to tell the listeners in terms of the rules for the game before we jump into round one?
No, one of the things great about Pyramid is it's real straightforward. It's a guessing game like Taboo. You'll see how they do. These contestants have got a ton of energy, and we love it when they use their hands and guess and have a – yeah, see, just like that. When they wave their buffs around, it's always a good time.
Yeah.
You don't have a sign that lights up and says applause, but
this is as close as we got.
Festive twirl. And, Rob, of course, will be, as always, fulfilling the role of host. And he's on everybody's side, but I have to fulfill the mantle of being the judge. I have to make the hard calls. I have to call the balls and strikes. I'm the bad cop. You know, without the rules, this game it doesn't exist. I'm just going to – I'm rooting for the contestants as well, but I just have to call the balls and strikes and hope you like it. And if you don't, RIP my mentions.
Okay. So you will be hearing Miles' voice. He is the final judge on all guesses and answers in this game. I will be focused on making sure all of the bells and whistles are working during each round, so that it will be Miles deciding the balls and strikes here tonight. So let's go ahead and take a look at our categories here in round one of the $100,000 Survivor Pier Rahap Mid. Okay, so let's go ahead and reset the board here tonight and go into game number one. And we have our categories here. Each category will contain 7 clues. The categories are Flippers That Win, Inside JT, Caretaker to None, Chocolate Thunder from Down Under, Not Here to Make Friends, and finally, screen time. Okay. All right. So these will be somehow related to Survivor in one way or another, but we're not looking for super specific Survivor trivia here tonight. So most of these things are probably Survivor adjacent. Megan and Brett, we flipped a coin before the show. You guys will decide which category to choose first. Brett will be giving the clues to Megan here in our very first go round.
All right, Megan, what do you think?
Caretaker to None may just be random jobs, so that could be easy. I don't know.
Okay, I think, let's do that, Megan. Caretaker to None.
Okay. These are going to be jobs that Debbie Wanner has not had.
Not had.
These are
who I just met last week. This is great.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right. Well, did you talk to her about occupations that she did not have?
No, but she told me that she went to Berklee Music School. I got all kinds of good information from her. And
okay,
I didn't know that she lived in Boston at one time.
We will see if it pays off. Okay. All right. Caretaker to None is the category. And so you will have 30 seconds to describe these things to Megan, these jobs that Debbie Wanner has never had. Okay.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. You ready, Megan?
I'm so ready. Let's
do it. All right.
Here we are. Ready, set, Go.
You cook.
Chef.
Yes. Oh, you get the whip and you're in a circus.
Cowboy.
And you might, pass. Oh, the guy goes around and he picks up stray. He's got a band in the city.
Dogs. The guy who gets the dogs. Dog catcher.
Yes. Dr. Mike.
Urologist.
That's time.
Miles, was that in Under the Wire?
Urologist was in Under the Wire. Yes,
okay, all right. Yeah. Wow, generous judging tonight here.
That was hot. Standards and practices is not in the building.
I don't think Jeff would have called that a point, but okay. There we are. 3 points in round number one for Brett and Megan. Okay, not a bad way to kick things off. Megan, it seemed like that you were struggling with, Brett was trying to describe a lion tamer.
Ah, okay.
I don't even know how you do that. That's hard.
Okay. All right.
Megan, we're gonna buckle down here.
Okay. All right. We'll figure it out.
All right.
All right. 3 points for Megan and Brett. Kellen and Aaron, where are you guys going to jump to on the board?
I was thinking maybe the screen time. It might be about movies.
Yeah, let's go there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Could be about movies. But no, these are actually things other than Kelly that are purple.
Okay.
These are things other than Kelly that are purple. Okay. So let's go ahead and see how you guys do with 30 seconds on the clock. Okay. All right. These are things other than Kelly that are purple. And Kellen, you are going to be giving these clues to Aaron. Are you ready?
I am. Okay.
On your mark, get set, go.
It's a small fruit.
Grapes.
Yes.
Bryce Isaiah is the blank.
Pants.
Yes.
We were talking about playing Clue, and sometimes this is the person who.
Oh, Plum?
Yes.
Yes.
Professor Plum.
Yes.
This is a stuffed dinosaur on TV.
Barney.
Yes.
Make it with money.
Purple rain.
Yes.
A vegetable.
Okay.
Eggplant.
That's time.
The word eggplant.
It's a no on eggplant, right, Miles?
It's a no on eggplant. Yeah.
Okay. All right, but not bad. 5 points to get on the board here. Okay. We have a 5-3 score. So a little bit of a lead for Kellen and Aaron through the first two categories. All right. So in this round, we are going to have our survivors guessing. Megan, you will describe to Brett, which category are you going to jump to?
Megan, can I pick?
Absolutely.
I think we're going to go with David Wright's favorite, Not Here to Make Friends.
Not Here to Make Friends. Okay. These are things survivors do that make people want to vote them out of the game. Okay? Things survivors can do to make people want to vote them out. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Hold on now. I'm ready. Yep.
All right. Here we go. 30 seconds on the clock. And on your mark, get set, go.
If I'm talking a lot about myself.
Bragging.
Yes. It's only a little this. It's a non-truth.
Lie.
Yes. I'm always saying things that are wrong.
Liar.
I'm always saying things that are wrong and things that are bad that are going on.
Shifting back and forth.
Pass. I take this from you.
It's time.
This is tough.
Sorry, Brett.
No, you did fine, Megan. It was me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay.
How many did we get?
Only two. Only two. Yeah. That was not great. That was not great.
Megan
Seal.
Struggled to
Seal.
Give you, what if she said what Bradley did a lot of when he got to his new beach?
That's my first.
Kellen's going to get mad.
Complaining.
Yes.
Just trying to give clues here, not passing judgment.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, Kellen and Aaron can open up a bit of a lead here if they can make some progress with their next category. Where are you going?
I either feel like Flippers or JT, one of those two.
You know what? Maybe JT.
Okay, let's go. Inside JT.
All right. Certainly, that would be the Fishback pick. These are going to be words that begin with J and end with a T.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay. Hmm. All right. So let's go ahead and get you 30 seconds to describe these words that begin with a J and end with a T. All right. Yeah. Aaron, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Okay. On your mark, get set, go.
It's a type of vehicle that takes off in the sky.
A jet.
Yes.
You put this on in the morning when it's winter.
A jacket.
Yes.
The knights do this. They go at each other on
Joust.
Both sides.
Yes.
Romeo and
Juliet.
Yes.
In basketball, you're trying to go for the basket and you
jumper, throw. Jump shot.
Yes.
Oh, thunder, lightning.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. All right. Not bad, though. You guys nice. Got five.
What was that last one?
Jolt. Jolt.
Oh, good clue. Okay. That was my bad. My bad, Aaron. My bad.
All right. Let's talk about where we are right now. Okay. So, Megan and Brett, you guys are down by five.
Yes.
You have an opportunity here to tie or take the lead if you can get six or even seven. But
okay. If
you guys cannot get five here, we will see Kellen and Aaron advance to the winner's circle here.
Okay.
All right. I'm pulling for you guys. All right.
Megan, so who's doing what?
Let's make this close.
How about you give the clues and I'll answer?
Okay. All right. Which one do you want?
You choose. Up to you.
I don't like that. what does it win?
Okay. All right. These are all things that are associated with Cochrane.
Okay.
These are all going to be things associated with
my
our
new
good
best friend.
Yes.
Brett's, I feel good about this.
Brett's new best friend, Cochrane. Yeah. Okay. So 30 seconds are going to be on the clock. Okay. And on your mark, get set, go.
First name.
John.
Yes. He likes to wear these.
Sweater vest.
Yes. Yep. Oh, he can't go out because he'll get a.
A rash. Oh, sunburn.
Yes. He doesn't like to use. So if you use this for social media, you. It's one of the big ones.
Oh, Facebook, Twitter.
Yes. Some people call him because he's nervous. He's scared.
Weak, nervous.
I'm sorry, but it was only four that you got, and that means that uncontested, Kellen and Aaron are going to go into the winner's circle.
We did so good in the practice, too.
We did. We killed it. We used all our good winners out there.
Okay. All right, so... Congratulations to Kellen and Aaron, who are the winners of round number one, and we'll move on to play in the winner's circle.
Although I saw Kellen on Ghost Island, would you like to choose not to play like at Ghost Island?
Well, this time it's like my second round trip.
Okay.
Now I'm a champ. I know what to do. We'll go ahead and play.
Okay. Miles, do we want to do Chocolate Thunder from Down Under just for fun while we're here?
Might as well. We wrote the clues.
Okay.
Sounds
all right.
Spicy. Let's see what's happening under there.
All right. Is this Double or Nothing? Okay. Chocolate Thunder from Down Under. Okay. So who's going to give and who's going to receive?
I'll give the clues.
Okay. Kellen.
Yeah.
Kellen will give the clues just for fun here on the way to Fast Money or
for
the winner's circle.
Rub it in Brett and Megan's face.
Yes, yes. All right.
Thanks,
these are all going to be things.
Show your face, Miles. Show your face.
These are all going to be things that you might see at an Outback Steakhouse.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Things you might see at an Outback Steakhouse. Okay. Here we go. 30 seconds are on the clock. Ready, set, go.
You read to order what you want.
Menu?
Yes.
You get them at McDonald's as a side.
Fries?
You wipe your face with it.
Tissue. Towel.
No, it's like
a
normal.
Towelette.
No. Like you wrap your fork in it.
It's a napkin.
The person who takes your order.
Waiter.
You cut things.
Knife.
Boy, that moist towelette from the Outback. There's so many when you go there. You get them left and right at the Outback Steakhouse. Okay, great job. Now, again, we're going to switch partners in round number two. So we'll find out once and for all who the real problem was, whether it was Megan or with Brad.
I got a bad feeling about that.
Yeah, but we'll worry about that in a moment, because it is time for Kellen and Aaron to advance to play in the winner's circle. All right, so here we go. Let me just, I'm going to go ahead and load that in. Miles, can you explain the rules for how the winner's circle will work for our new viewers?
Who's going to give the clues and who's going to guess here on the money round?
I will be giving the clues.
I will receive.
So, Kellen, you are going to see a category, and your job is to name items that are in that category. I'm looking for a list of items, no synonyms. And, Kellen, I'm going to require you to sit on your hands. Every category that Aaron is able to guess will add money to your score. And if you get them all, you will win $50,000.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. Anyone else nervous, or is it just me? Just me?
I feel good about watching. Yeah.
I'm not nervous. I'm fine.
Okay. All right. Okay. So we are going to drop you guys in. You will have 60 seconds once we are ready to go. Okay.
And if you hear the buzz, keep going. It just means you've given an illegal clue.
Okay. I have to get through seven?
Six.
Six. Okay.
Okay. All right. 60 seconds are on the clock. You guys are all set.
Yeah.
Okay. On your mark, get set, and go.
Fiji, Marquesas, Australia, China.
Oh, survival locations.
The host, the cameraman,
the crew, the people, that production team.
Yes.
Yanuya, Navidi.
Tribes.
Rob and Amber.
Couples, survivor couples.
Yes.
Oh, these people are living on me and they have no clue what they're doing.
Yes.
Hands. Your buff.
What parts of the body.
Your buff.
Things
your
that
clothes.
Sweat. Things that stink. That
camp.
Things that burn. Things that are dirty. Things that are grimy. Yeah.
Look, I'm sweating in my armpits.
$50,000.
Wow. Congratulations. Great job. Yes. All right. Wow. So you guys pulled it out. It was getting very dicey there at the end. I was worried that maybe you guys were going to fumble there at the end with 22 seconds left.
Oh,
I could not see the TikTok.
I have no idea what was happening.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, it was close. It was close, but you guys got it. So congratulations. Okay. And now what we are going to do is we are going to switch up the partners here as we head into round.
Hi, Megan.
Round number two. Brett, how are you feeling about this?
I was feeling great in practice, but this is a lot harder under the gun here. So, but I'm a little nervous. I don't want to let Aaron down. You know what I mean? But so I'm a little nervous. I let Megan down. I feel bad about that. And so now she's left. Oh, no, there she is.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm a little nervous, Rob. Not going to lie. I feel, I don't know. It's a lot of pressure right now.
It is a lot of pressure. There's a lot going on. All right. Aaron, are you nervous?
You know, tribe swaps are always a little iffy, so we'll see what happens with this.
Yeah, we're flipping. I feel like we're flipping.
Yeah, it's a swap.
I feel like,
Be open to the swap.
Yes.
The flip of flips again.
Okay. You know what I mean? All right. Here we go. Let's bring in the new categories here for game number two. They are See Ya Money, When It Rains, Caller ID, Another Thing Purple Kelly Did, No Matter What Your Gut Says, and Ding Ka-Ching Ka-Ching. Okay. And so we will reset all of the scores.
See
here.
Ya Money. That's kind of a touchy subject. Okay.
Yeah, from what I hear, yeah. All right. So, Brett, you will get to choose first. You have your pick of the entire board.
Okay. Well, oh, shoot. When it ran.
Only a half hour show.
Let's go with See Ya Money.
Okay. See Ya Money. Okay.
I'm interested to see what this is about.
All right.
No pun intended.
See Ya Money. These are animals that Ty might be kind to.
Okay.
Okay.
These are
giving clues.
Animals. Okay. This is going to be Brett is going to be giving the clues to Aaron here. Okay. These are animals that Ty might be kind to. Okay.
Here we go. Just a real quick thing. It seemed like maybe in the first game, you guys were afraid to give synonyms. Synonyms are fine in this game. Don't worry about it. It's much more relaxed than Winner's Circle. So I could be wrong.
Yes.
Oh, come on.
This changes everything, right, Brett?
Yeah. Yes. I just got to look up and find out what a synonym is. Hold on.
Look at your thesaurus.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Sounds like.
Yes. These are animals that Ty might be kind to. 30 seconds are on the clock. Ready, set, go.
Oh, they're up in the mountains.
Goat?
Yes. Oh, they go on the ground.
Snake.
Yeah. These things run into houses in the city. They're little varmints.
Raccoons?
No, they're like little mice.
Rats?
Yes. They fly. They fly
Birds,
at night.
Seagulls?
Owls? No, they fly at night. They're like, they look like rats.
Bats?
It's time.
Yeah. I'm very concerned about the bears coming in people's houses.
And the pigs. And the pigs as well. Flying into the house at nighttime.
I just don't think people understand me. I don't think people understand me.
Look, that's four is okay. Four is okay. That's more than half.
Okay, Aaron, we got to work on this, buddy.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Megan, it might have been me. Might have been me.
Aaron, welcome me. Watch and see.
All right. Kellen and Megan. All right. Five categories here to choose from. Where do you want to go?
Any feelings there, Miss Megan?
There's nothing in particular standing out. Why don't you take the first pick?
All right, I will pick Another Thing Purple Kelly Did.
Okay. These are things that might make a person quit Survivor.
Okay. Hmm.
Okay. Things that might make a person quit the game of Survivor. Okay. Kellen, you will be giving these clues to Megan. Okay. All right, here we go. So 30 seconds are going to be on the clock. Ready, set, go.
It's cold outside because you're wet.
Raining.
Yes.
Oh gosh, it's not cold, but it's
hot.
Yes. It's the
heat.
Yes.
Oh, I'm missing my parents and my spouse.
You're homesick.
Yes.
Oh, I'm very clinically sad.
Oh, depressed.
Ooh. Yes.
Ouch, that hurts.
You're hurt.
It causes
time.
Yes. Ooh. Yes. Clinically sad. That got very real.
Aaron, we might still be in it, bud.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. And after two categories.
A real way to describe depressed.
It's 4-4. Okay. That last one was pain. Pain. All right.
She got it. I mean, if this was round one, it probably would have been under the buzzer.
Kellen,
I'm the grouchy old lady.
Yes.
Is Kellen complaining, Rob? Is that what I'm hearing? What's going on down there?
Miles, is it a good idea to shade the judges?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just checking. Okay. All right. So, Aaron and Brett.
Yes. Okay.
You are right in the thick of things here. It's 4-4. We're all tied up.
Buckle down. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay. Which category do you want to go to next? Okay.
Dink chink chink.
Okay, Brett, that's good for you.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Okay. These are going to be words that can be heard on the RHAP soundboard.
Hold on one second.
Hold on. Everything all right? We have some technical.
Oh, I got to pin the video. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, I'm good.
Okay. All right. These are things that you may have, words that you might have heard on an RHAP soundboard. Okay.
Ooh. Okay.
All right. Aaron will be describing these words to Brett here in this round. Okay. 30 seconds are on the clock. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Not happy, but
sad.
Chicken says this when he's voted out. He said the word when he was voted out. Or Ronnie, like, on my blank birthday.
Pass.
Not a sun, but a
moon. Oh, daughter. Yes.
This type of pie. It's orange.
Apple pie.
No, it's orange. It's big.
Pumpkin pie.
That's time. No, I'm sorry. Pumpkin pie.
That would have got me too, LaBelle. That would have got me with two. I'm sorry. Ugh. Oh,
God.
Sometimes the Survivor Trivial gets
a tough one.
Yeah, homonyms.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. A little bit of a disaster there with the soundboard category. Only
why
2 points.
I thought it was Danny Osmond.
Damn.
All right. In this round, Megan, you will be describing to Kellen what category would you like to choose?
Okay.
When it rains, caller ID, or no matter what your gut says.
Should we do caller ID?
Sure. Yes, ma'am.
Do okay. It.
All right. These are jobs that are neither blue collar nor white collar.
Great.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Okay. We're looking for jobs that are neither white collar nor blue collar. Okay. Megan, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. 30 seconds are on the clock. Ready, set, go.
Okay. Somebody uses their pen and they...
They're a secretary?
They make a novel.
They're an author.
They make a book.
They're an author?
Yes. We'll take it. Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who serves you, not a maid, but the mail. The male maid.
Oh, the mailman serves you?
No, the mail. Pass. Pass that too.
Hey! What was I missing?
Yes. Yes. We missed a butler and a ringmaster. Butler and writer was also a little bit of a difficult one.
No, that was my bad. I should have switched from author to writer, but a freaking ringmaster? It's not even a job anymore.
Well, I would consider Rob Cesarino the ringmaster of this show.
Shit. Megan, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's a family friendly show, by the way. I need to know.
we try to keep it family friendly, but we understand the heat of the moment.
Sorry, my apologies. I will work on the expletives.
Okay. All right. So, we wouldn't have thought it a minute ago, but here we are.
No.
Brett and Aaron sit with a lead 6-5 heading into the final two categories. And what that means is that Megan and Kellen are going to go again here. They will see what they can do. Hopefully they will get one to at least force a tie here. But again, you never know. And okay. So we have two categories left. When it rains or no matter what your gut says.
I will be giving the clues and I will be taking when it rains.
When it rains. Okay. All right. These are going to be temptations that Jeff might offer during an endurance challenge.
All right. We got this.
Okay. All right. So here we go. All right. So
I'm giving the clues. Yes.
You are. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
You guys have a choice here in this round. Okay.
Yep.
And all right, 30 seconds are going to be on the clock. Ready, set, go.
There are versions of it. Dark, milk,
chocolate.
White.
Yes.
You put it on Oreos or in a blank and jelly.
Peanut butter.
Yes.
Not an apple button.
Banana.
It's a
orange
color.
Yes.
You put it in the oven. You put sour cream and salsa on it.
Baked potato.
Oh, it's sloppy. It has noodles with sauce.
Spaghetti.
Yes.
Oh, it's sweet in the morning and it's bad for you.
Yes, that made it. That
okay,
made it. Yep.
Wow. All right. 11 is the total score with 6 points in that round. A commanding performance there in the When It Rains category. All right. So
I have to confer with the judges. Megan said baked potato. The answer we were looking for was baked potato, but I need to check and make sure that is
allowable. Yes, yes. I think that we don't need the Probstian pronunciation there.
Judges
potato.
Are saying it's okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Okay. All right. So here we are. Now we have a lot of pressure on Brett and Aaron. They will need 5 points to get to a tie. Miles, do we have a tiebreaker or do Brett and Kellen have to make fire?
That's it. Or we're going to get Laurel on the line and let her break the tie.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then it's looking good for Brett. Then
he's with Miles.
No. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal what you guys are going to try to describe. And in the category of.
I just remembered what this one is.
No matter what your gut says. Okay. These are going to be places that you should not go number two on Survivor. These are places.
Okay, so who's doing what here?
Yeah, it's up to you guys.
You give me the clues. Yeah, you give me the clues.
I give you the clues.
Yeah.
Okay. Places.
Let's get her done.
Places to not go number two on Survivor.
Okay.
Kellen, how do you feel? Confident?
I would just say I'm glad they're stuck with the GUT and not me. So.
Okay. All right. Places to go number two on Survivor. Okay. All right. And who's going to be giving the clues?
I will.
Okay.
All right, Aaron?
Mm-hmm.
That's right, right?
Okay. You guys need 5 to tie and 6 for the win with 30 seconds on the clock for a shot to go to the winner's circle again for Aaron. On your mark, get set, go.
Oh, where everyone sleeps.
Shelter.
Yes. What you cooking? You cooking it?
The pan.
Oh, where Jeff reads the votes.
Oh,
reads the
votes. Council.
The whirly thing that you get in. Where you get the idol? It's the where you run.
Female. Immunity challenge.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, it is 2018. And so, Miles,
yeah,
we have a 11-11 tie.
Yeah, I have a note here on my to-do list that says come up with tiebreaker idea. It's not crossed
out. I'm on an RHP game show, there's a tie.
All right, Miles, we are in uncharted water here. As our official judge, what is your recommendation?
So the way they break it on the show that's currently on the air is the team that got to their score in the least amount of time. And what you guys don't know is that I have been operating a stopwatch this entire time. And the team who got their answers in the least amount of time is Brett and Aaron.
I'm sorry for you.
Okay. Kellen, do you object to how this all played out?
I just have one question. None of us got all 7 clues in less than 30 seconds. We both took 1 full minute to get to 11 clues. 11 answers.
Miles?
I think in the second round, that's where
Miles.
We won, I think, right?
In the second round, it took you the full 30 seconds to get 1. So that's why your time doesn't
break. Okay.
I trust any judge that won't show his face.
Yes. I will bow down to the LaBelle.
Yes. Yes.
What this means is Aaron, who already won 50,000, wow, now gets to go back to the winner's circle for the chance to win an additional $100,000.
Wow.
I am psyched.
Can I walk away with $150,000?
That is correct.
If
you win it, you're the 50 that you just won is yours to keep. We're going to demo it to you.
Okay.
And if you win this 100K, your total grand prize winnings will be $150,000.
Wow. That's Megan, more than second place on Survivor.
Let me talk to Megan here for a second. Megan, are you feeling like the weak link who dragged both teams down, that even Brett, we thought that maybe it was Brett, but now here he is off to the winner's circle here?
Yeah, I mean, it's clear that my entire youth of watching the Game Show Network has failed me. I'm going to stop listening to the podcast because all this Survivor knowledge is no good. And
no good.
Goodbye forever, I guess this is. Goodbye.
Well, it was a good run, Megan.
This is a terrible outcome.
Can I just say that, like, I'm excited for Aaron. I just feel awful for Megan, and it was so much fun, and I just feel awful. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, we will get you a, for appearing on the show, you will receive a Brett LaBelle 8x10 signed photo by Brett LaBelle and Chris Hammond. So that is yours. So in a way, you are the winner.
I'm pretty sure that's valued at least $250,000.
So $250,000.
Gonna put it right up
peso
on my wall.
Yeah.
I know an arrogant lawyer who'd probably give you a lot of good money for that down in Oklahoma.
All right. But now to the business at hand. We need to get to play in the winner's circle with Brett and Aaron. Who is going to give the clues and who is going to receive?
Aaron, I'm going to let you decide since you're the big money winner.
Okay. I will receive the clues.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Seems to be working.
All right. So,
Brett, you know you need to be sitting on your hands for this one. You're going to give a list of items. And if you get fancy, you're going to get an illegal clue. You're going to hear a buzz. But don't stop. Keep going because you can still win a lot of cash for Aaron.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Miles. Thank you for that.
All right, so let's go ahead and bring in Brett and Aaron here, okay, to play in the winner's circle. All right, we will have 60 seconds on the clock. When we say go, you will immediately start with your first clue, okay? All right. On your mark, get set, and go.
Cochran, Ben Treebergen.
Yes.
Water.
Things you play challenges in.
Yep. Yes. A pillow. Something from home.
Rewards.
Something from home.
The item that you get, your luxury item.
Give it to him.
No, I would give him
letter from home. Reward, luxury. Do you take it with you?
So it makes you
nostalgic. Nostalgic.
Next one.
Feel good items.
Oh my God! Pass. certain things happen, and we call it in the game.
List of items.
Balls, bean bags.
Tiebreakers. Things you chop.
Okay, let's take a look at what we had here. Awesome. Okay.
Okay.
Maybe a magic eight ball, Aaron. A skateboard.
I couldn't remember what those things were called. What are they called? Those, like, those home items that you bring on
comfort
the
items, yeah.
Comfort. Oh, and that luxury? Okay.
Okay.
That was a luxury item.
I thought that's a good. I mean, Kellen said give it to him.
Miles said no.
I know. I tried.
Miles, if we get emails about this, what was the official ruling?
So luxury items and comfort items are two different things. The luxury item might be selected by a player, and in the early seasons they got to bring it with them. Comfort would be like pillows and blankets, which is what Brett was listing.
Oh,
I needed to hear Aaron say comfort.
Honestly, I was thinking luxury item. When I read comfort items in Aaron's defense, I was thinking luxury items.
I could understand that.
I was listening. I needed the word comfort.
Okay.
Comfort. But I'd like to comfort you. You did a very, very good job.
Yeah, twists in the game. Brett said game. That was where we got the buzz on that. Brett, you passed on things Joey Amazing might say.
I couldn't think of anything off the bat. We were far behind. I wanted to get the other two, and I figured we could come in.
Yeah. And then we didn't get to things you? Survivors might throw or toss.
Yeah, I figured toss after the. Okay, right. Yeah.
But makes you sense. Got two. Let's add them up 50, 100, 150. So you're going home with an extra $150 in your pocket. So that's not too shabby.
Oh, 50, 150.
You're a danger to yourself and others.
Yes. Okay. All right. But what fun we've had here today on the big Pierre Rahap Mid. Okay. Of course, to our survivors, Brett and Kellen, thank you guys so much for playing today.
Well, it was totally my pleasure. It was great seeing Kellen again. We just saw each other last week. But I'll tell you, this has been a lot of fun, Rob. And it's always good to be back here on Rob as a podcast.
Yes. Brett, do you feel like that if you were partnered up with Chris Hammonds today, do you feel like that you would have been more in sync with your partners?
Oh, my God. If Chris Hammonds and I are known to be in sync on a number of things, and I think we would have crushed it today, Rob. I'm not going to lie. And I think maybe we should have I love meeting Aaron and Megan, but maybe we need to come back, and it could be me and what's his name, the ginger-haired guy? Oh, Chris Hammonds and Kellen and Bradley or something like that. Maybe we could do one of those.
Like all couples, ooh. You're saying?
Yes, couples, survive a couple.
Yes, we'll do like the newlywed game. Yeah. Okay. Kellen, how's your summer been?
Oh, my God. My summer's been amazing. Brett and I and many, many other survivors, we're just at Give Kids the World. Donate to Give Kids the World. It's an amazing organization. We had a great time in Florida. And I'm just settling here in Denver, and life is good, but nothing is better than being on RHAP.
Well,
so.
Kellen, I heard you were fangirling when you got to meet some of the Big Brother 20 cast down at Hearts of Reality.
Oh my God, Big Brother 20, and then also apparently Big Brother 16, because Donnie, stole my heart.
Who doesn't love Donnie? Donnie's awesome.
He's like literally, I'm pretty sure out of anyone who's ever played reality TV ever, Donnie may have the best heart. So it was such a great trip. And yeah, but okay, Winston, Rachel, Caitlin, Swaggy C. It was really fun.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I saw I saw people I was very happy to see as well, and we're going to keep that quiet. But I will say this.
Wow, very cryptic.
I always like to leave a cliffhanger on Rob as a podcast.
Yes.
Rob, I will say this, though. I signed a bunch of Rob as a podcast stuff, which I posted on Instagram.
I saw.
I'm going to throw this out there because I had a lot of fans, Rob as a podcast fans, come up to me and say, you got to get Rob to do a show in Florida. And I said, I think it's a great idea, especially if we do it in January or February. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But they love you down there. You got a huge following down there. And I can't tell you how many shirts I signed, how many people I talked to from Rob as a podcast down there. So,
all right. Well, we'll see. We got a few shows lined up coming up for 2019, but we'll try to make our way for as long as they let us do these shows. It's,
they begged me to bring it up. So I had to bring it up. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I gotta get Fish back on board too for these things.
Well, I know Fishy can be a little testy too. I understand. It's not easy. And you work very well with him. It's very
thank
good.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. First off, Miles, thank you for incepting all of this fun that we've had tonight.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I would gladly do it. Thanks so much, everybody, for playing along. It was real fun. If you liked tonight's show, you should be watching Pyramid Sunday nights on ABC. And if you didn't like today's show, it's just your opinion. Who cares what you think? Keep it to yourself.
Yeah, good job, Miles.
I want to give a shout out to the tabulator, Kurt Clark, who was very helpful along the way in the process. And also to Brent Walgamont, who also helped us with writing the clues in tonight's show as well. So thanks to both of those guys. Of course, we want to give out any social media or anything you guys want us to check out? Of course, Megan, you are on Twitter at Meg Wants to Know.
You got it.
Okay. Aaron, what did I used to know your old Twitter handle. What is it now?
I changed it to Double A Logic, I think.
Double,
that's what it is.
Okay. All right. Double A Logic.
Whatever that is.
Yeah, getting ready for the wand off in the fall, of course.
I actually moved in with somebody especially for the wand off, so.
What?
Oh.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Is this a Rob as a podcast exclusive?
Commitment? Are we getting breaking news?
Yeah,
breaking news. What are happening now?
Yes, who is it?
I am officially coming to you live from the This Week in Survivor History studios.
Oh, no.
And guess who's my new roommate?
Dees Ghoulish?
You're making Survivor History right
yes,
now.
Yes, wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
People will never forget where they were when they learned about Aaron and Dees Ghoulish.
Do you want to read the history today, or do you want to make
no,
the history?
No, that's a bad quote. It's a cursed quote. All right. And of course, Brett is on Twitter, at Brett LaBelle.
That's correct. And Instagram, same thing, at Brett LaBelle.
Okay. Brett, you have anything interesting coming up or no?
I don't know. I keep hearing this crazy talk about some crazy show, but I don't know anything about it, folks. Nothing.
Okay.
I don't know anything about it.
Our intern said you have nothing coming up, so
I got nothing going. I was harassed and made fun of down in Florida by many people, but I don't know what they're talking about, Rob.
Okay. And of course, Kellen, what is your Twitter handle?
I haven't changed it at your advice yet,
okay.
But I am still at KS Becto,
K-S-B-E-C-H-T-O.
I've been out. So what I really want to do, because of the fake Kellen videos, I thought it would be fun to be at the real Kellen, but it's at the real Donald Trump. So screw that. Not to make it political. So I'm still on the market for a new name. So let me know. But I'm at KS Becto. You can find me there.
Mm-hmm.
I do not have any trips around the world that were filmed coming up. However, I do have a ticket back to Fiji, which I'm trying to plan. So that's what's coming up.
The Survivor 35 people don't like hearing about that.
Well, yeah. Survivor 35 people who made it this far, if you hear this, give me a call. I'll pay for half your tickets.
Oh, wow. Like a coupon code. Use promo code KS Becto when you call to get half off a flight to Fiji. All right. Miles, anybody else we need to thank? Just the crazy people that watch this?
Thanks, yeah. Rob. Thanks for having this crazy idea and giving yourself a lot of work and learning a complex new software and trying
it. Not easy.
You did amazing.
All right. And of course,
Rob, you're one hell of a Dick Clark, man.
Thank you. I've heard that many a times without the Clark part. So thank you very much. And thank you so much to the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast who make all of this nonsense possible day in and day out. Of course, thank you guys so much. Find out more about the benefits of becoming a RHAP patron. Go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. And with that, have a great night, everybody. Isn't this a great song?
I thought Brett was going to sing the theme.
It's like I'm in the Brady Bunch.